Blog Talk Radio.
Mary changed the opening music, which is, it's cool. That's called United We Stand. So I didn't play a lot of it, but maybe next week we'll play a little more of it. That's really neat. So she's so clever. She knows how to do all this neat stuff. So anyways, hello, good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Saturday version of the Hope Collections Coach's Call, actually. Traditionally, this was Joel's Coach's Call. And so it's brought to you by Optimize My Life. And the Monday through Friday, there are at noon different topics for the Hope Call, and on Saturday we just have a 9 to 9:30 little wrap-up call for the week, and welcome you all on if you're listening live or if you're listening to an archived version of this show, because all of the shows are archived, and so especially the ones Monday through Friday, the topics vary, and it's really, really quite neat to go back and to listen to some of them. I know on Friday, Captain Len Kane is on, and actually he called in last week, but he had called in about 9:45, and I told him, oh, we usually leave, you know, just have the 9 to 9:30 because of Saturday mornings, everyone is so busy, but so maybe he'll call in early today. I don't know, so. That's really exciting. But on the call today, we have Derek from Tennessee, and we have Ron Clayton here, who is the president of the Hope Collection. And my name is Linda Clayton, and Ron and I are both in sunny Buffalo. So we're up near the Peace Bridge and near Niagara Falls. For people that don't know where Buffalo is, we had somebody call in and say, I'm coming to a meeting in Buffalo. Do I fly into LaGuardia or Kennedy? And I told him it doesn't matter either one because it's an eight-hour drive from there. Buffalo is the other end of the state than New York City. So just a little geography lesson. Somebody else is joining us right now. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning and welcome to the call. Good morning, Bob.
How are you, Linda?
Wonderful, wonderful. So,
yeah, that's great. Glad to hear your voice.
Yes, yours too. Except I have a tickle in my throat right now. So I had some fresh raspberries, and I just ate a couple of them, and it must have been the little fuzzy raspberries gave a tickle in my throat. So, so how
well, you
are
know,
things?
It's great. It's great to be alive on a Saturday morning.
Yes.
And be talking with great friends, and just a wonderful day.
Mm-hmm. It was a nice weekend with Labor Day on Monday. And so, you know, we have kind of a long weekend, which is really fun.
Yeah. My son Randy and I are going to listen to a Trump rally today in Pennsylvania.
Oh, cool.
Are you going there, Bob?
What?
Are you going to go?
Yeah, we're going. Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Donald Trump called me and he says, you better be there, Bob. I need you there.
Well, I'm
going to look for you in the crowd, Robert.
Yeah,
it's in Wilkes-Barre,
Pennsylvania. Scranton. Yeah.
Oh, gosh. That's where Len Kane is from.
Yeah, right.
Oh,
well,
that's fun. That will be an exciting day.
Yeah, it is. I'm looking forward to it. I've been wanting to go to one of these, and I haven't. This will be the first one.
Do you have a red hat?
You're what?
Do you have a red hat? You know, a mega hat?
I don't have a mega hat. No, I don't. I should have one. I was going to order one, but I didn't.
See, if Donald Trump was smart, what he would do is say, I got a buddy here from New Jersey. He's been a leader in the country for America, promoting Americanism, families, and all the right causes that belong to America. And he's a freedom fighter. I'd like to introduce you to Bob Oakley, the Mighty Oak. Come on up, Bob. Woo! Get up here. That's what I would do.
Oh, that's fun.
I expect a big crowd there today. It's going to be good.
Oh, yeah.
I believe he's going to be exonerated from all this crap that has been thrown at him. And it's going to be shown that he's been attacked for those 7 years that he's been around in the cycles. And, you know, here's a man that's done nothing but dedicate his life working basically morning, noon, and night to make America great. And he did, by all standards that exist,
yep.
Whether it be economics, inflation,
yeah, all the things that did to help America,
security, border, every category, that man performed to the highest level our country had ever achieved.
Yep.
Now, they're claiming that he did nothing, that he did some sinister thing. Yeah, the sinister thing did. He uncovered the sinister people in our government. And so I just pray for him every day. Well, we can't be political because he's promoting all the things that Hope stands for. Donald Trump has demonstrated supporting what we are. And therefore, I have no problem. Somebody wants to tell me there's someone like him that's done that. Someone wants to get on the show and say, well, Ron DeSantis, yeah, he's also a leader. He's also a gentleman who's been out front. There's many, many others. So Senator Tim Scott from North Carolina. He is just incredible. So we are in a position now. We got November. We got 2 months here to turn around and turn this country around because – as everybody knows, we're not where we want to be.
It's going to be exciting. It's going to be an exciting November. I think the conservatives are going to win out this time, and we're going to bump a bunch of old swamp dwellers out. You know.
Yeah. That's a good way of putting it. The swamp dwellers. There's so much that we can make an impact nicely in people's lives. That we can just share. You don't have to, cram your views down anyone's throats, but just by pointing out things that how crazy some of these things are, and the 99% of the people, I'm sure, do not. That I was reading this one article, they're saying, okay, everyone's non-binary, which is ridiculous. And so this one girl in high school said she believes she's a cat. So she's going to be going to school, but she's nonverbal because she's a cat. And the school is letting her. I mean, where are the brains? She's not a cat,
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, and you almost think, the girl's just pranking them, and they're so stupid that they're going along with it, It's like, who's in charge of this insane asylum? But anyway, what we can do is just by sharing our beliefs, and really, that is sharing what we know, and that and God's love, and just staying true to our beliefs. And I know we're older. I'm feeling old, but we're older. But that means we have more experience. And so sometimes you have these very young people that maybe want to change the world. Well, do they really want to change the world in such a way that makes absolutely no sense and, yes, will be harming everyone in the long run? Or just, you know, having some voice of experience.
You have to understand they have created new religion. And that religion, they believe it. Don't think they don't believe what they're saying. They do. They believe that they're righteous and that they're right. We're the ones in the wrong, and we have to defend that we're not. And then what I love about what Joel kept us on track all the time to do is to make sure that we promote the fundamentals of what our faith has brought us to. And, you know, if it's from God, it's happy. If it's not from God, it's dark. And I love when you're going to see Donald Trump, it'll be bright and light, and it won't be some dark, gloomy brick behind him looking like blood and military people standing on guard behind him when he speaks. Trump doesn't even – the police are there, but they're not even – you don't even know that they're there. They're just citizens that are there to help and protect us. Well, now, guys, you know what really we need to think about? Is how we could be kind to somebody we run into this weekend. Len Cain, I got to share something that happened yesterday. It was historic. Yesterday, I was at a flag center hall, City Hall, Buffalo, New York. There was the flag raising for the African American Veterans Monument, which is going up at the Buffalo Naval Harbor, Naval Park. It's up going up right now. But next July, Captain Len Cain has been formally introduced to be asked to be a dignitary and keynote speaker at the dedication ceremony on July 1st next year, Buffalo. Put it on your calendars. It's official now, by the way. This isn't just Ron hoping and planning. I'm talking the head of the committee. His name is Van Taylor. You might know him because he is an advisor to the Hope Board. And he's running the whole show, and we're meeting in 2 weeks putting the final beginning plan together for that event. And already it's already been finalized. And Len Cain graciously has accepted coming to Buffalo as the keynote dignitary. And, guys, I just think it's going to be incredible. Yesterday, I was at that event, so I could not be in two places at one time, although I turned out to do that. You know that we have the Optimize Your Life show on Friday at noon, Eastern time. Well, that's like Len Cain Day, and we honor and edify our friend and our great leader. And I had to have, and Mary Stanley steps up to the plate. And she offered, and she was really excited to do it. I have to listen to her describe what she felt so popular, so special to be able to introduce and host Len Cain. And she did it magnificently, and I'm just so proud of her. She's been helping us organize and make the blog radio show become more and more effective. We are actually listed now on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter. So that people can find out. And she's written a new, let's say, cover sheet of what the whole collection is and what people should call into it. So now there's a very strong possibility on any given day, if you're hosting the show, you might be calling, somebody might be calling in that doesn't even know what Hope is. So that's why it's important that we always explain at the beginning of every show, give everyone an outline of what the whole collection is and what we're doing on the radio. So, guys, just like I said, Mary did such a wonderful job yesterday. I'm very proud of her, and she's really excited. Mary has come up with a program with her local schools, the school district, where she's at and where she lives. And the superintendent of the schools and local principal, Mary's working with them to start a kindness campaign club. The program that Len launched and the Hope Collection endorses and supports. And so they're going to expand it to schools, and they've asked Glenn to do a video talking about the kindness campaign and the Golden Rule Society. And Glenn has agreed to do that also. So that'll be coming up, guys. And just want you to know about it. And I'm just very excited about that.
Yeah, she and I talked about that this week. Mary and I had a call this week where we got together and talked about it because we have some common interests in what she's doing and what I'm trying to do through one of the people. Derek's brought into us. And by the way, I see Derek's on the phone with us, on the conference with us. Good morning, Derek.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. Great to hear your voice. Yeah, Derek's doing a lot of things, guys. He's really involved in the program, and he's got a heart of gold, and God has blessed him with some abilities to help a lot of people, and we're working together on it, and I'm very happy with his progress. He's doing great.
Wonderful.
Yep.
Well, Bob, you know what? We all have the opportunity to take someone under our wing and be a mentor to someone, be a friend to somebody. And so many people, we can turn around and we can help and touch lives. And that's exactly an example, a real good example of what Derek did. He uses social media to reach people. And he turned around and he ran into this guy. His name is Gavin's a pro ball player right now, lives in Kentucky, and his season will be winding down, and he's going to have more time to work with the Hope Collection. We're going to set up his Global, Justin Global. His podcast is going to kind of intercede with ours. And we're going to turn around and expand our outreach and provide more services, what he brings to the table and his organization and what we bring to the table. But what we're going to do is expand our outreach to many, many more people. And that's because Derek shared a credit card.
Yep, absolutely.
So it's really great that we're having that happen. I'm proud of Derek for that.
Excuse me, sorry, don't mean to keep coughing.
So it's amazing what we can do, what God gives us the ability to do certain things, and he gives us those so that we use those to help other people. All of the skills and the gifts that he blesses us with are so important for us to take advantage of those and to use them to help other people. Derek, what's your number one goal with helping people, right? You still there, Derek? He must have muted his phone. But anyway, he always says to me, Bob, I want to help people. I want to help people to have a better life. And that's one of his top goals. And then he also wants to be a life coach. So he's in training for that. And he's making a lot of progress. You know, sometimes people get started and they don't know what to do next. And so that's a role that we have. We have a role to help them to move forward into the next step, and that will help them to accomplish what it is that they want to accomplish. And it's all about them. It's not about us. It's about focusing on the other person, focusing on the other enterprise, whatever it is, and helping them to move forward. I know you would agree with that 100%, Ronnie.
Well, our question, Bob, you have demonstrated, you know, As a leader, a board member of the Hope Collection, you have helped lead and steer where we've been and where we're going. And the great part is that we haven't arrived yet. We're still expanding what it is the Hope Collection is going to deliver. And I'm excited because Len Cain's kindness campaign is up and running. He's going to be sending out some video emails shortly, and everybody that joins will be there. And speaking of joining, we'll have that operational here within a very. I keep saying it, but guys, we're so close to having our registration working, but we have to have it right. I can't start it up, start and stop it. It's got to be right to begin with, and so we are doing that right now, and we will keep you posted. And then there's going to be a day real soon that I'm going to call or email everyone and say, be on the Hope Collection website at this time on this date, or I'm making a Saturday morning. And we'll all go on the site together, and we're all going to re-sign up. And so that'll be a neat day. It's coming up real soon.
That's great. Yeah, let us know when that's available. That'd be great.
We'll have a celebration.
Yes, a big celebration. My wife and I went out for a celebration yesterday.
Congratulations.
We went to a Spanish restaurant called the Spanish Inn, and we celebrated our first anniversary.
If she came by, that you could put her on the phone and we could say hi and welcome her.
Yeah, she's not here right now. She's
okay. Well, I hope you plan to do this real soon, so that we can. We want to meet her, Bob. She's got to be a special lady, and we're excited to meet her and share with her, and let her know that she's loved, and appreciated.
She is a very special. I married up, you know, like Joel used to always say.
Joel always said.
And tremendously supportive of me and my efforts, and I'm tremendously supportive of her and her efforts. And it's a good union that God has put us. God has put us together. I firmly believe that He sent her from Colombia, South America, to meet me, and I was there in our church to meet her. And I firmly believe that it was an arrangement arranged by God. And so,
It's so funny when you realize how, like, even how Ron and I met. You know, I mean, God just puts people in your path, you know, and it's and because there's no other way, you know, that we would have met. And so just so cool when you realize how things come together, you know. Even my parents, the way they met, I love the stories of how people meet because there's, most of the time, there's such chance meetings.
Yep. And it's like when you guys and I met. That was a great meeting, and I think we were meant to work together to help people, and we do that. So it's great. It's a great feeling.
Definitely is.
Because you've been doing this for a long time.
I'm sorry, Ronnie?
We've been doing it for a long time.
Yeah. we've developed a great friendship and over the years, and I appreciate it. I thank God for that every day. People like you guys that come into our lives and you have such a big heart and just so willing to work and help with other people. And you're doing it. I know you're doing it every day. And I thank you for all that you guys do. You're tremendous.
Oh, thanks. You know, it's so funny because you just take one day at a time, and you just, you know, we just always try to be kind, you know, like Len Cain says, just be kind. Just, you know, when you're out and about, and we had gone a couple of weeks ago to a concert, and it was very steep, you know, and I wasn't sure how I was going to get Ron up. Actually, he was in a wheelchair. Because of the way this situation was, that there was no way he could walk down. And I'm thinking, and this man behind us said, "Don't worry, I'll take care of it." And he took us all the way to our car. And yep. He was just, and so then, you know, of course, Ron gave him cards, you know.
Yep.
And so he called Ron, and we're going to get together with them. You know, it's just one of those
great things
you just be giving. And this guy was very giving. But then also we were very, just had fun, you know, and just talked to people.
Yeah, yeah,
and,
yeah.
You know, I think that's the difference.
You know, Linda, you mentioned you do it a little bit every day. And, you know, you remember Peggy Britt used to always say that. She'd say,
yeah.
You know, we're no special people, but we just did a little bit every day, and always working to help people every day, and that's so important. And
mm-hmm.
I can tell you learned that
Ron,
doing that every day. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Ronnie.
Good morning. How are you, Derek? Did you hear what we've been talking about? You, we've been talking about you, Derek. You hear that?
Yeah.
And,
how you
and
doing?
We were saying good things about you.
Hey, Ronnie. Hey, Ron.
Yes, Derek.
Ronnie. Derek.
How you make it out with the registration site?
Guess what? Real soon. I know I said a couple weeks ago we were going to have it up. We're testing it. We have to make sure it works 100% before we make it live. And we just have a couple glitches we're still working through. But as soon as those are worked out, it'll be on. And what I'm going to do, Derek, is one of the shows, not next week, Linda and I are traveling next week, but the week after, we are probably going to all meet, have to have our computers turned on. And we're all going to go to the Hope Collection website, and we're all going to register together. Every one of us is going to we're all re-registering on the new site. So that's what's happening. And a week from Saturday, I'll just automatically, I think we're that close that I can say that we're going to make this happen. So a week from Saturday, 2 weeks from today, we're going to plan on everybody being at their computer while we do the Saturday morning call. We're going to be at thehopecollection.com online. And if we do that, every one of us are going to see the new registry site, and we're all going to re-register under the new site, okay?
That sounds
great.
That sounds wonderful. Well,
that answers one of the questions I had in my mind was, will we all have to re-register then? So that answers that question.
Yeah,
and that's
yeah.
Okay.
We'll be official.
Yeah.
Well, we just got the 30-second notice for the call. So, So everyone have a wonderful, wonderful Labor Day weekend. And, Give away your smile along with your Hope cards. So on that, you know, don't forget Monday through Friday at noon, have Hope for lunch. And so we look forward to talking again during the week and definitely next Saturday morning.
Well, thank you, Linda. Thank you, Ronnie.
Bye-bye.
You're welcome.
It was so good to talk with you guys this morning.
Next week. Will you host next Saturday morning?
I mean, I don't think we're leaving until 9:30.
Well, I just want to make sure we got it covered. If we're here,
that's
we'll
true.
Join in. But if you would open the show and host it Saturday morning, Bob, that would be great next week.
Yeah, sure. Sure, no problem.
And it really is Saturday. Just until 9:30. It shuts itself off, which it will any minute, any second now.
Yeah. I can host it too, Roddy, if you want me to.
Yeah, you guys schedule it, and I'll do it for you. No problem.
Okay.
Hey, Roddy, I can host it too, Roddy.
Yeah, you can co-host
okay.
it. Bob knows how to open the show, though. So we got to go.
It's
gone. Bye-bye.
Sounds great. Sounds great. I'll write it on a piece of paper and put a big note up in front of my face. You know?
All righty. Take care.
All righty,
bye-bye.
Guys. Have a great day, and God bless.
You too. Bye-bye.